With people getting anxious about getting back to work and restarting the economy, a lot of effort is being put into testing for the coronavirus, and one method involves antibody testing. This is Lisa Berry, and there's one idea being touted to create an immunity certification system. And that would exempt those who have these antibodies from social distancing restrictions. I know it's a lot to take in, but we're going to the top. University of Michigan professor of health management and policy at the School of Public Health, talking to Dr. Denise Anthony. Welcome to WEMU.
Pleasure to be here.
Let's first explain to people what are we talking about when we talk about antibodies?
So the basic idea is that if you had exposure and had the coronavirus, you would have antibodies in your blood that could be detected and then certified that you had the antibodies, and that might enable you then to go back to work.
So an antibody is a good thing. That it means you're immune from getting the virus again?
Well, that is the theoretical idea, and the tests, we should be really careful, have not been completely verified to be sensitive to determine that. But the goal is to be able to detect antibodies that would say you are indeed immune for at least some period of time to COVID-19.
Are these tests already out there? Are they available?
Some countries have started to do the testing. People might have heard about it in Germany or Italy. The UK has been looking into it, and it has been floated in the US as well. But there is not yet a certified test that is being used. It is still in the development and research phase the CDC has been looking into.
And not to make this more complicated, but haven't I heard about some people being treated with antibodies?
That is actually, yes, for people who currently have COVID. The idea is that people who have recovered, the antibodies in their blood might be useful to people who are currently suffering from the disease. So that's different from this testing and certification to say somebody's immune and could then potentially get back to work or be released from the social distancing restrictions.
Okay, let's go back to the tests. And what are some of the protections that you think should be in place for us to use them?
So if this is really going to help us to, you know, open up the economy or let people get back to work, we really have to make sure that that this new test doesn't create new inequalities. Mm. So we have to make sure that if this testing is valid, that it is widely, freely, universally available. So to make sure we don't have the accessibility problems that we still have with diagnostic testing for COVID-19, this would require us to really have universal testing as one of the first and most important factors.
Would you think that even some discrimination protections would needed to be in place?
Absolutely. We think that it's possible that people who, if they are tested and are found to not be immune, to not have the antibodies, could end up suffering from a surprising form of reverse discrimination or reverse stigma that comes around disease sometimes. And people might then engage in behaviors that might be problematic. They might try to seek out exposure in order to get this immunity certification, or they might just be prevented from, you know, face restrictions on their movement, maybe their employment, or even access to other resources.
As a University of Michigan professor of health management and policy at the School of Public Health, we're talking to Dr. Denise Anthony, and we're talking about a test to see if you have the antibodies. It might, if you do, allow you to go back to work even sooner. I don't know if you're also focusing, we're hearing a lot about apps, and I actually saw something that they're using apps already in other countries where they can tell if someone had the disease or has the disease. Would this be part of that at all?
That is the idea here, and you might be able to have like a digital certificate or an app that might be used to track or certify that you are immune. There are some real benefits to a system like that. However, again, protections need to be in place before we roll out something like that. And those protections have to make sure that there are real limits and protections about who can access that information and for what purposes that immunity certification could be used, so that we don't end up in this situation where the app manufacturer or the tech company behind it is able to use that information to potentially restrict access to goods or services or other kinds of criteria.
Well, I was wondering what the apps would be based on. I was thinking, if you're out in public in another month or so and you cough, is someone going to mark it on an app and then you're going to be restricted from going someplace? Or am I just thinking very basically now?
Well, some of those things might be, we would hope not to see those forms of discrimination, but right. Actually we are already seeing, unfounded discrimination against people related to coronavirus. We certainly saw Asian Americans being subject to racism and discrimination early on when it was defined. Some people claimed that it was a Chinese disease. And so discrimination and inequality is certainly possible. We're seeing it play out with the coronavirus right now. And so the last thing we would want to do is have that same kind of patterns of inequality in an immunity test that would help us recover from COVID-19.
And back to the immunity test, how would privacy be part of that? How do you weave that in there and keep it in people's
right.
best interest?
We think some of that would have to be around the app itself, or the mechanism by which the immunity certification is tracked and transmitted. Some of that might be on who is responsible for doing the tracking and transmitting of a certificate. Is that the CDC? Is that your health provider? Or is it some third-party tech app producer? And even once we make the decision about who has that information, what are the purposes for which that certification can be used? Like you said, we don't want people to use it to try to call out others or discriminate or to prevent access to resources that might be needed for everyone, whether they have the certification or not.
Could a person have an antibody to coronavirus and never have had the disease?
That is a question that an infectious disease, I think, specialist would answer better than me. But we do know that the testing to determine whether somebody really has immunity is not yet accurate or valid. So that's a first requirement.
So as a public health department professor at U of M, I keep hearing 18 months until we get a vaccine. Is that the time frame you're thinking as well?
Well, like you, I will follow the experts on that. And I think it's possible that so much focus and attention on this, there could be something potentially sooner. But the last thing we'd want to do, I think, is rush to a vaccine or some other solution that doesn't really work.
Okay, back to the immunity certification system. So it already has a name, right? Just not active in the United States yet. And that would, putting people in who have antibody testing, do you think it's really going to happen in the U.S.?
It is unclear. It seems to be getting some real credibility. Different people have talked about it in the U.S. It was floated by the committee that the Vice President Pence is working with. It has been described by some others as a potential way, some congressmen and senators, as the potential way to get people back to work. But I think it really depends first on ensuring that it's a valid and accurate test. Second, to ensure that it is, if it is valid and accurate, that would be universally and freely available. If it is going to be used as the mechanism to allow people to take certain actions, like going back to work, being released from social distancing restrictions, or access to other kinds of resources or goods.
Is this something you personally are working on?
We are working on the some of the side of the protections that would need to be in place, not the actual testing itself.
Well, we do appreciate your work. Dr. Denise Anthony, she's a University of Michigan professor of health management and policy at the School of Public Health. Best to you. Stay healthy, and we appreciate all you and your colleagues' efforts on this front at this time.
Thank you. Take care.